Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've gotten into 9/11 today. Coming up, we'll be getting into martial law. Open talk of hitting Iran again is back on the table. Big developments there, also with the economy. We'll also open the phones up later in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. But right now, William Rodriguez is on with us. William, of course, one of the last people out, one of the last civilians out, citizens out, the key master there, the master janitor. And he's met with Rosie. We've released the photo of him, well, with her with his key. And he was scheduled, ABC released last Wednesday, that he and the Loose Change crew were going to be on there. And then we think maybe one of the neocon producers released that. Well, we don't think. So they could then have their buddies at Fox and others and online try to bully Barbara Walters into pressure. But you know what? I'm just going to let William talk about it all so that I don't let anything out of the bag. I think that's the best way to do it. William, what's going on?
Well, you know, basically it's well-known information already that I am the one that has been advising Rosie on everything related to the 911 situation. So, you know, it's out there now. So basically everybody can blame me directly for all the things that are going on The View directly. But I must tell you, yeah, I was basically scheduled to appear and gave them some names of the people within the organizations and the movements, and basically to put a dissenting voice over what they have months ago with the Popular Mechanic people. And it's such an uproar that we're doing this that basically it has created such a bad negative position for ABC that, you know, I'm just so crazy that it was announced that I was going to be on Tuesday, then it was announced that I was going to be on Thursday. And you're right, you know, the initial press release was done by ABC, and ABC basically put out this information. I will not, and I repeat it, I will not be on Thursday. I will not have anybody talking about 9/11 on Thursday. So that's it, you know, stop it already, everybody that is doing that. Basically, at this point, I'm pulling out everything about 9/11 from the ABC, The View. So nobody will go crazy because of our position.
Well, they also ganged up on her this morning, didn't they?
They ganged up on Rosie so bad. I mean, Rosie basically asked Elizabeth Hasselbeck on the air, you know, could you please explain to the people, do you think that I am that I said that the soldiers are terrorists? And she wouldn't answer straight on the show. I mean, she just asked, you know, just tell me if a simple yes or no. And she went into this diatribe of explanation. And basically, Rosie was left in the open there with no support whatsoever. But she wouldn't actually answer her straight. And it was one of the biggest confrontational debates, probably the biggest that they have had on The View since Rosie is being, the co-host of the show. So, you know, basically what I see is just a neocon agenda to basically, you see, Rosie is leaving. Let's put it this way. Rosie is leaving the show pretty soon. And she don't have a contract anymore, basically. She does have a contract for the remaining days, but the other way that ABC can go around, basically, is to preempt her. Think about this. If they attack her now, they leave her on the open, basically what they are doing is closing the door for other networks to pick her up.
Because yeah, that's right. They're demonizing her. They're savaging her. They're stabbing her in the back right now so that as she loses her voice, they're trying to diminish her power before they throw her out of the helicopter.
That is correct.
Stay there, William. Let's do a few more minutes. I know you're busy, but I want to come back, do a few more minutes with William Rodriguez, and then I'm going to get into all this martial law news. And folks, I got the Rocky Mountain News here in front of me. Claims of 9/11 conspiracy has suspect running scared. I'm not kidding. That's the headline. It's just wild.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, let's tell it like it is. William is in contact with Rosie on a weekly basis. I'm going to leave it at that. Let him say what he can. There were some big behind-the-scenes developments, but I can say this. The neocon producer on the show wants to, quote, make her look like Hanoi Jane and wants to destroy her character before she leaves so that she's damaged goods and cannot get another TV show, which she was planning to do. They asked her to do a longer 3-year contract. They wanted to have editorial control, the control that she could say. She said no and turned down a big money increase to keep her credibility and her honor. And again, folks, that is very admirable. I disagree with her on a lot of issues. But somebody turning down a lot of money to tell the truth about a government-sponsored terror attack, and believe me, that's dangerous for her, folks. Not just from the government, but the kooks that follow it, the mental patients that support it. And to know what she's gone through, folks, I know so much behind the scenes, not just from William, but others, and Rosie's friends and emails and things I've gotten. I'm just going to leave it there. But I tell you, she is a trooper, and William, how much more can I say, or how long until we can tell the rest of the story, or maybe never? I mean,
No. We'll be able to talk about it in a couple of days. But basically, you know, we've got to see how things are working out. But at this point, I'm canceling everybody, that was scheduled to appear. And also, basically, what I'm trying to do is just show her support. You know, this is people that I'm talking about, the people attacking her, that have never supported the families in any way, except just saying a couple of good things on television. Rosie has been the opposite. Rosie has been meeting with the victims, with survivors, with family members. Rosie has been meeting with soldiers that came back from Iraq, people that were wounded. She went to a hospital. She went to the Walter Reed Hospital and met with some of these people. She has helped them financially. Listen to this, financially. Because they have never...
But she doesn't want that to come out, though. She's like the Gibsons. So she's given a lot of money.
Yeah, she's very quiet behind behind the scene worker. But, you know, I feel so bad that she has been attacked that, you know, I have to put it out there. She helped these people.
Well, even O'Reilly's admitted he knows in New York she gives a lot of money to charity.
Yeah, well, I've never seen that O'Reilly helping the family groups. And he's been the one saying that, well, I've done more for the family members than you ever did. And that makes no sense to us because we have never seen any kind of support financially or basically asking for a reinvestigation of what happened on that day. So, you know, when you have people coming out and having these kind of claims, it just really makes you think, you know, what are they behind of? And, of course, it's just news-making. It's just gather attention and support for themselves when the real issues have never presented. They call her fat. They call her lesbian. They call her an idiot, but they don't address the issues that she is putting out there. She was attacked for saying that, you know, there are 650,000 death Iraqis and that the soldiers are seen by the people in Iraq as the terrorists, because they are going into a different country, and attacking them. And it will happen to any country. I mean, it doesn't have to be American soldiers. It could be any soldiers. The same thing will happen if I go to Puerto Rico and invade Puerto Rico, where I come from. Basically, I will be seen as, an outsider invading a sovereign country. So, you know, her words have been taken out of context. They have not seen the issue. They have not put out all the complaints and comments from people not only in the diplomatic level, but also of soldiers that came back from Iraq that has basically voiced a phrase, played down all these different issues, and they basically have no voice. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to put it out there. So, you know,
to have Hasselbeck get up there today and yell and scream at her and have people walking off the stage and basically saying that she, you know, thinks the troops are terrorists and bad. Rosie never said that. That's all these neocons do is wrap themselves in the flag and claim that we hate America when it's the neocons setting up the North American Union trying to pass blanket amnesty. I mean, it's got to get old. Don't the troops and the people and the citizens see through it when somebody's always claiming how they're your big friend and they do it all for you? Listen, the corporations that are making the money off this war are all moving offshore. They're all leaving America.
But not only that, you have to take this in context as well. Rosie has said from the very beginning that she supports 100% the troops. She just wants them back. It's the same issue that the Democratic Party has been saying, even Nancy Pelosi has been saying this. But because if Rosie says it, you know, she becomes attackable. You know, it's so ridiculous that, you know, a person will take the same positions as everybody else, but because she have something that nobody else have, is a stage, is a platform to reach 35 million people, then there is a problem. Then it's a, you know, it's opinions that should not be aired. Come on. That doesn't make any sense.
Amazing. William Rodriguez, give out your website.
Is William911.com, William, the numbers 911.com, and they can order the video about what really happened on 9/11 there, or here at Infowars.com. They can get it through Alex.
It's William Rodriguez tells the story, what really happened on 9/11. It's excellent. It's important historical document, and very well done. Everybody needs to get this video, a compilation of a six-camera shoot at the L.A. Symposium, available at Infowars.com. William, thank you for coming on, and hopefully I can get you back on tomorrow to let the public know what's really going on.
We'll talk tomorrow about the other project that we have, the one with Daniel Sanjeta.
Fantastic. Take care.
You got it. Bye.
There goes William Rodriguez, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I've got all this news here in front of me. It's just unbelievable. I don't even know where to start with all of this. This is all just off the chart. Bush authorizes new covert action against Iran, ABC News. Claim urged on Gardasil all over the world. It's causing massive health problems. said claim. I can't talk suddenly. Calm urged on Gardasil because it's hurting so many girls, as we warned you 3 months ago. They just started giving and people are having autoimmune problems, convulsions, seizures, dying. Doesn't matter. The injections will continue. The media is going to be real quiet about it. A bizarre article on the Rocky Mountain News. Claims of 9/11 conspiracy, a suspect running scared. That's up on JonesReport.com. A former Federal Emergency Management Agency videographer accused of killing his wife in Denver is seeking political asylum in Argentina, claiming the U.S. government wants him silenced after what he saw in smoldering ruins of the Twin Towers after 9/11. You know, our story doesn't ride on people like this because we don't know if he's telling the truth or not. He looks suspicious, like he had been speaking out quietly, and then suddenly his wife dies, and then they say he killed her, and then it came out he didn't, but now they're after him. Who knows? Time will tell on that. Bush grants presidency. Now, understand, that's like a saying there were never chickens in the world, but an egg appeared, and then it hatched, and a chicken came out. Bush doesn't have these powers, but he grants himself the powers for total martial law. Paul Watson's doing a big article. He's been working on it for the last 2 hours. It's going up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. I have been screaming and yelling about this. I made a film called Martial Law. It's a three-hour-plus film. It's really three films in one. That's why I made the film. Okay, please get the DVD. That's not even a plug. I just start thinking about this stuff needs to be out there. Buy one copy, make 100. Please. If you get my films and make copies of them, a couple copies every day and give them to people and do it for a year, that'll be 600 and something copies, and it'll cost you maybe $600 to make that many copies on DVD. I'm already digressing. I don't even know where to start here. I get a headache. I want to take your calls. I want to have all these guests on. I want to do all this. Just look at what I've got here in front of me. This makes me sick. The news I've got here in front of me. Where did it go? I just had it. Where they're just setting up a carbon tax without even asking people. And I told you this was going to happen because they've announced they were going to do it. Look at this. Tourist green levy slammed on industry. I'm going to go over that in a minute. Carbon offset market raises questions. I mean, I've got a bunch of these today. Listen. About 9 years ago, I read federal documents how they were going to set up higher emission standards on cars just as a tax to then fund more green policing. I don't want to breathe smog out of a car. I'm all for catalytic converters. Sensible stuff done in the 70s and 80s. No. This is just, you know, instead of a test that costs $10 to do, you know, $500. It's a tax. That's what we're talking about being bad. And raising the standard and the standard and the standard. And they have the Austin Air Force. It's called the Austin Air Force. Nothing to do with the military. And they got a huge multi-hundred-thousand-dollar grant a year for just a couple of employees. They got, and mainly that money was spent to buy PSAs on radio and TV and print. They'd have, quote, free oil changes if you came by and got an emissions test. And that was all just for events every weekend for years to get the news out, to create the image. See, we're social animals, creatures. What we, you know, we see the other humans going and doing something and drinking out of the lake, we think the water must be good. This is all sociology and psychology. This is psych warfare, okay? I mean, this is who runs things. Military psychological analysts with other top people run it all, folks. It's all crafted. It's all decided. And that's all public, by the way, in major textbooks. That's not a secret, I just told you. And I went up to the director of the Austin Air Force on video. I've got this somewhere, aired on TV. And I said, this is all just to get everybody ready for a new emissions taxes, and you're just conditioning them to run them through this. I said, I read this in a British psychological warfare manual that was in Major Psychology magazine. Last year, this was like many years ago, and he goes, yeah, Alex, that's right. Uh-huh, we're here conditioning people, sure. And I was like, you're not joking. He goes, no, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I believe these emission tests are good, and we need the money for the tax, so we're here conditioning people to accept this. I mean, he just smiled at me. He said, when I walked up, he said, hi, Alex, I watched the show. Just, you know, that's just the way it is, you know. I mean, you like being played. You like being manipulated? I don't.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 23, 2007, spot gold $661.70 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $683.09, $337.05 for half ounce, and $168.53 for quarter ounce coins. That's $683.09, $337.05, and $168.53. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In constant sorrow through his day, I am the man.
You know, I'm sorry, folks. It's hick music, but I can listen to it all day long. It's what I am. It's who I am. Debbie Morrow, we haven't had her on in months. She is a sweetheart. She's with New Millennium Concepts, the Made in America, Big Berkey. They also carry the Great British Berkey, if that's what you want. I've bought more than 12 of these. I know that. I know it's way over 10 over the years as gifts. I've got two in my garage for emergencies, two in my house. In fact, my wife just expropriated one because she wanted one in the upstairs bathrooms. The children would drink out of the sink in the middle of the night when they wake up. So I need to get a new one in the office. I give these as gifts, and they're just amazing. But on top of it, they incentivize things. They've got these incredible new LED flashlights that they say are $29 value. I know the model they've got. These are like $60 when you see them in catalogs. These are nice. These are the powerful little types that, you know, burn for 20 years or whatever. They got sports bottles that are water filtration systems that do 600 and something refills free when you get a $199 big Berkey. You can get the big fancy Berkey for, what, $259 and get two free gifts. But bottom line, they are the national manufacturer. These things are like, if something's $200 with them, it's $300 in the store. They are the name. They have the non-detectable level, gravity-fed filters. The big Berkey, Berkfeld is the name. They've got it. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for having me. I thought you were playing that bluegrass music for my sake.
Oh, I like it all. I like it all. I like classical. I like rock and roll. But I love that old style. I like country gold. I like bluegrass. I like it all.
Well, you know, my husband's a banjo player.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. He's got a band and everything. So I thought, oh, he's playing bluegrass just for me.
What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I wanted to talk to you about the new LED flashlights. A lot of people who haven't gotten our new catalog didn't know we had them. And, you know, everybody knows about the Berkeys. They know about our Berkey sport bottles. But our new LED flashlights are a free gift that they can get with their Berkey now. If they order a Berkey light or a big Berkey, they can have a free $29 New Millennium 2 LED headlamp or a $24 LED flashlight. And they have a smart switch on them so that the batteries will last extra long. You can either use it at high power or at 50% power or 25% power. And they have a slow flash on it and a fast flash for emergency.
And frankly, I'm going to be honest with folks. Americans love gimmicks. If it makes you stop drinking poison water to get a free front flashlight, c'est la vie. They also got a sheltering in place DVD about how to make your house safe during chemical, biological, or radiological, or safer. They have medical core potassium iodate if there is a radiological event. Literally, I bought 50 bottles of this, given to everybody I know. I mean, how many cases of that have I bought over the years to give everybody I know if there ever is a radiological event? Number one cause of death is thyroid absorption. It absorbs, literally dies in your body. It rots in your body, and you die. That's the number one cause. You can take a lot of radiation, folks, as long as you fill your thyroid, and that's what this does. I've got, if you don't have bottles of this, you're nuts. And if you don't have British Berkeys, you're totally insane. And if you don't have Big Berkey, you're totally insane. 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or check them out online at berkeywater.com in the comment section. Tell them it's an Alan Jones special. Tell them what free gift you want, or go to InfoWars.com. You can also order off InfoWars.com. We fax the orders over each day. InfoWars.com, berkeywater.com. We got a banner to berkeywater.com right there on the site. Or again, 888-803-4438. Debbie, how you been doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I have been crazy busy, but I tell you, I enjoy really pushing good products at discount prices, and I just hope people blow your phones off the wall. They've heard me talk about this every week, and I don't know how I get them to call and get your water filters. I mean, it's just great stuff.
Well, we've been getting lots of calls from your listeners, and we are working extra long hours to make sure we get them out. Hurricane season has started, and a little bit early this year from what I understand. And with all the weather effects and things like that, we're going to get those Berkeys out. So don't wait till you have an emergency. Get one now.
888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. Debbie, I got to come hear you and your husband there with the bluegrass sometime. God bless.
Oh, thank you. And you can go to his website if you ever want.
Stay there. Tell me the website when we get back. I hope it's got a big server.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Here's the best part of the song. You know, I want to elaborate on my view on Muslims, on Zionists, on Ron Paul and his comment about bin Laden blowback. I meant to do a lot of that today, and I just don't know if I have time. I may have to hang a big sign here in the office and just do that in the first hour tomorrow when I get into the studio. We're about to go to Larry, Tom, Richard, Michael, Richard, Jeff, others. That's all I have time to take call-wise. Got another smattering of top stories I need to cover as well. But going back to Debbie, tell us about your husband's bluegrass website.
Oh, okay. It's bluevalley.us.
That's a good name.
Ed Blue Valley, and he's the banjo player. And if you click on the link that goes from him to YouTube, then you can find videos. And there's a comedy routine of me actually doing stage at the Opry House in Grapevine. So everybody can then see me and go, oh, my God, that's what she looks like. No, but it's really fun.
You look great. BlueValley.us. Debbie, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. God bless.
You bet. Bye. BlueValley.us. She really is a sweet lady. I've known her about, I've known her since 99. I even knew her before they were sponsors starting in, like, 2001. They're just great folks. She just works on the radio side. She just does the interviews and takes those calls. It's a big factory, big company. The biggest gravity-fed filtered seller in the U.S. The biggest distributor, the British ones. Okay, I'm done talking about it. Going up soon on Prison Planet will be Watson's big article about martial law, Bush being a dictator. He is a dictator. There's no debate. There's no discussion. We have to admit he's a dictator so that if he tries to use the powers of a dictator, this needs to be added to the story, by the way, we need to expose that the power of a dictatorship is now in his hands to A, show that it's illegitimate. This is key. To A, show that it's illegitimate, and to B, so if he does try to use these powers any further, that we can stop it. We're already seeing dictator powers with him signing the North American Union deal, SPP, and keeping it secret. Bush saying he's allowed to order torture because he's above the law, he is the law. That's all dictator behavior. You can be a dictator and never even change the law. If you can get away with it and do it, you're a dictator. Well, no, they're dotting their I's and crossing their T's. That's the key I didn't add. I hope Paul adds that to his story. That's going up on PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, all this other news here in front of me. There was something during the break I was thinking about, and I was going to come in and talk about it. Oh, yeah, the Ron Paul thing. I've got to go ahead and talk about this now. Number one in politics, nothing's going to be perfect. I mean, I can't get irritated if, say, some of the locals involved with Ron Paul's campaign have a fundraiser, and then they tell the museum to tell people with 9/11 truth shirts to turn them around backwards. Now, I talked to Ron Paul's campaign. That was not their decision. He's all for free speech. But you can't blame him for what locals do. And we can't even put our finger directly on who was given that order. Personally, I wouldn't turn it around backwards. That's like Cindy Sheehan getting grabbed for having a in the Capitol wearing a shirt that had the number of dead at the State of the Union when she was a senator's gift. I'm against censoring her, and I'm against censoring 9/11 truthers, and I'm against censoring neocons. I'm against censoring liberals who want to confiscate guns. I mean, you got to let them do what they do. I don't like the Ku Klux Klan, but they got a right to say and do what they want. Because I don't want my rights being taken, okay? It's real simple. But I wrestled with even talking about what I just mentioned. It's not a big issue because we tracked it down and know it was just some low-level people who I think are probably in the wrong branch of the Republican Party. Again, they're scared to death that the news might show a 9/11 shirt and then associate it with them. Hey, Congressman Paul isn't worried. Okay, he's come on this show and he has said that our government has staged terror before. We've got articles out on that. We ought to re-release those. He's come on this show without prompting. He's not stupid. He's a 71-year-old man. He's delivered over 4,000 babies. He's lived. He's got a bunch of children himself. He's a Vietnam veteran. But you've got people who want to be handlers. I've had those in my own life, and you just can't put up with it. And so I don't blame Ron Paul for things handlers do. Now, clearly, he's been on this show, and he has said George Bush should be impeached. And you know what? They use that in ads against him. My radio show, in radio, TV, and print ads in Texas against him, it didn't work. So he's got a lot of courage to come back on here, knowing the type of attention this show gets and knowing the things that he says get magnified here. Now, frankly, Ron Paul knows about government-sponsored terror. He said our government could stage something to go into Iran. He said that a month ago. He said that 2 months ago. He joins us every month, or thereabouts, sometimes twice in a month, sometimes every 2 or 3 months. But it depends on how diligent we are in getting him on, because we're on when Congress is in session is the biggest problem. He's always on there on the floor. But to make a long story short, Ron Paul, in the debates, said, well, we're over there abusing them and bombing them, And so that's going to stimulate terrorism. They're attacking us. He didn't specifically say 9/11. He said they are attacking us because what we're doing over there. Well, there's three or four different types. You could say three, but there's some subgroups of terrorism. I've talked about this. There's purely government-operated terrorism, the big spectacular stuff. Then there's the most common, provocateur. There's different gradients of that where the person doesn't even know they're being provocateur or funded by an intelligence agency or a private corporation who's fencing the money for Israel or the U.S. or England or Russia, four of the biggest purveyors of false flag terror. And then there's just good old-fashioned, a woman goes on a bus, and she's all jacked up with hate and desperation and stabs and kills. I saw some article where one woman killed like 14 Israelis with a butcher knife. I mean, that's charged up, folks. I mean, it's hard for a full-grown man to have the will to really go up and stab somebody. I know she stabbed like 20-something, and I think 14 of them died. I'm going from memory. I mean, that is charged up, baby. I mean, I'm not recommending you try that at home. I mean, I just have been in a few really rough fights, and I know it takes a lot to sit there and jam a knife all the way into somebody. I can tell you right now, just because it takes a lot of will just to go ahead and bring down a chair on somebody's head if you know what a chair will do. The point is we've got like that governor in us that holds back on things. So there's real terrorism going on. You want to call it that. It's people targeting civilians. I mean, we bombed Dresden, killed 500,000 in one night. Bombed Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Well, that killed 600 and something total or more in the aggregate over time. I mean, they had one firebombing of Tokyo that caught fire to three other cities and killed like 2 million people in a three-day fire. The firebombs really did it. By the time we were dropping Fat Boy and Little Boy on them, there was really nothing to blow up. But everything else, but it had already been knocked over. But famous photos of a woman sitting on a front porch, and it hit her dress with a dragon pattern on it and literally burned it into her skin, and kind of an instant, kind of like an iron-on. I mean, if that isn't terror, I don't know what is. And I'm not debating whether we should have or shouldn't have. It's just that's called terror, folks. Dropping A-bombs on civilian cities is terror when Japan had already tried to unconditionally surrender. That was all about launching the nuclear age, a new arms race. So the bottom line on this is that when Ron Paul says that they're attacking us because we're attacking them, he's telling the truth. Now, when Shiite attacks the troops, and that's one of the biggest groups doing it, they call it Al-Qaeda. Now, folks, Shiite is the opposite of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is a Wahhabi Sunni extreme sect out of Saudi Arabia. Now, there was another article yesterday with the White House saying Iran's behind Al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, our government is actually funding Wahhabists in the West to carry out terror attacks against the Iranians right now. There's four different terror groups blowing up dams, shooting people. I mean, every day. That's in the news today. Our government actually is Al-Qaeda, is behind Al-Qaeda, and has been using radical Wahhabists back in the 50s to overthrow communists or anybody else they didn't like. Now, that's a historical fact, and that's why this whole thing is so suspicious. So Ron Paul knows that when he's attacked on being soft on terror, if he comes out and says it's an inside job, they would spin that and claim it was a defeat. It is popular with the people. It is now the majority suspicion in view. But still, the media would spin it as so crazy, and it would not be good for Ron Paul with the main Republican base. I'll put it to you that way. And so he has a limited view. I can tell what he's doing. You can see it. He's saying P2OG. The Pentagon actually says they know the occupation of Saudi Arabia and Iraq causes more extremism, and they say that causes more weapon sales, lets us know where the terrorists are. We fight them over there instead of over here. It's really sick. They say we're stimulating terror attacks, that is, i.e. resistance. And Sunni it's just unbelievable. It just makes my head spin that all of this is going on. And that they would claim that the Shiites, backed by Iran, are Al-Qaeda. That'd be like looking at a black guy and saying he was from Norway and that he was Germanic or Icelandic. I mean, it's just on its face. It's different. It'd be like putting a sombrero on your head and saying and saying it's a Japanese person. I mean, it's so easy. It's just a lie, folks. They don't want you having that image of Mujahideen freedom fighters not wanting to be occupied, so they just call everyone Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda had no foothold in Iraq. It is true that Wahhabist sects that aren't CIA-controlled do exist. Half the time don't even know they're being funded and manipulated by Western intelligence and Mossad, and that they have now gotten some footholds in a couple areas, in the Sunni Triangle and other areas, but they're a minority group in the fight against the occupation. And every time somebody fights back, because they don't like all their men being drug off to torture camps and killed, 13 and up, that's admitted, they're called a terrorist. And you better believe, when they're occupying the U.S. with foreign troops, which they're now announcing they'll do, just part of international agreements, that if you fight them, you're going to be called a terrorist too. They'll claim you're Al-Qaeda. If you fight back, just be ready to see yourself on news as Al-Qaeda. You can get on your knees every Sunday and be a Baptist. They're going to call you Al-Qaeda. Because it's real simple. It's something that idiots can get their minds around. You know, I said I'd go to your calls. I don't even know. I should have not even given the number out. I'll take a few here in a minute. It's just... Now, there is a problem since Ron Paul did this, because it's been misinterpreted to say they're over here because of 9/11. And he's being deliberately vague, because he is pointing out that being over there does stir them up. I mean, there's no doubting that Ron Paul's right about that. So these big CIA guys are coming out and going, Ron Paul's right, Al-Qaeda is a big threat, and we're just stirring them up being over there. So it is a limited fallback now, and the media has adopted it because they're desperate to stem the tide of 9/11 truth any way they can. And so in a weird way, it's hurt us a little bit, but it's kind of like when you're running somebody over, you're going to dent your bumper. I mean, it really isn't doing anything. We give it attention by freaking out about it and saying, oh, my God, can we trust Ron Paul? He's on record saying the government stages terror on the show with historical examples. He sticks to that, what he can conclusively, admittedly prove. And he said our government may stage something to get us into Iran, just like Brzezinski and everybody else has said. So there is Ron Paul's real position, period. Period. We probably need to get a blurb out on that, explaining that to people, that the Pentagon does want terrorists. They are generating real terrorists. There are real suicide bombers. Folks, I spent a couple hours the other night on Muslim websites watching them in English, and these are real groups in London and all over the place, saying they're going to take over, saying they're going to make us convert to Islam. They're not the big threat right now. When Muslims start running around and really trying to make me do that, I'm going to, you know, just like I'm fighting the New World Order, I'll fight them. Those particular sects that are a large portion, but not the majority. There's this new poll out. The neocons are misrepresenting it. I saw the headline, 60% of Muslims support suicide bombers. Then you read, and it's like 80-something percent of adults don't. 25%, I've got to get the actual numbers, it's here in the stack, of under 30 do. The neocons just lied with their headline. But that is a problem. And if the government was really worried about it, they would stop importing all these people. Because, frankly, those cultures do not mix well. Frankly, you know, if people want your women to wear turbans or wear headdresses, burkas, and you don't like seeing our women with their long, pretty hair and all the rest of it, just don't move over here. Look, don't get me bent, folks. Don't get me wrong. But the big threat's the New World Order. A bunch of Muslims go around, start trying to push me around, I'll break the jaw, knock their teeth right down their throat. You understand that? Somebody start telling me how to live my life and telling me how to live and telling me what to do. That's another form of tyranny, and they're gonna get my mouth first, then my fist, and then the barrel of a gun. And the globalists know it's a legitimate thing. I mean, they can point at 1.5 billion people and say, "Hey, folks, you know these guys are you know they're having 5-6 kids, they're doing all. Well, why didn't our government tell us to do that?" No, they encourage everybody else but Westerners to do it because we're the real threat to the New World Order, folks. Let's get this straight. Muslims out there want to beat the New World Order? You better thank Western society, and you better thank the people of the West who created any history of freedom ever. And you better know we've been hijacked and we're being used to try to dominate you. You need to get, hey, I want you to live in your countries, live in peace, do what you want over there. Just don't come over here and tell me how to live. I mean, are there Islamo-fascists? Absolutely there are. Are they funded by our government? I mean, did our government create them? It's kind of like if you find a little seedling and you take it and nurture it into a mighty oak. Yeah, our government created them. They didn't create the original seed, but they did the planting, and they did the watering, and they did the pruning. Okay? And they've been wind-up toys the whole time. So, yeah, they can pull out the Islamic boogeyman in a turban and a big beard all day, and our government's in bed with Saudi Arabia, where all that stuff comes from. And Saudi Arabia is completely degenerate. I mean, they have giant, they have the actual big gardens over there. There's like 5,000 plus princes, and they have their own little private harems, but they're women out of Western Europe and others kidnapped. I mean, at an animal level, I wouldn't mind watching gunships land in Saudi Arabia and line all those princes up and hang them high. Our government, though, uses their buddies as a threat to us so they can take over when the Saudis are buying everything up with the dirtbag Israelis.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
We'll start the show tomorrow with open phones. I apologize, everybody holding me. Call back tomorrow. I'll tell them you were on hold. We'll get to your calls first. I got to hit a few final news stories and some other business I got to take care of here. Please go to PrisonPlanet.com and get the new article Paul just posted about martial law in America. We are under martial law. It's what implementation of that are we going to be under? That is the big question. Also, the plan for Ron Paul to win. Ron Paul should attack Giuliani in next debate. Excellent story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Folks, I'm really excited to have ResearchHerbs.com as a sponsor. They've got literally hundreds of products that have been well-researched, well-documented to have certain health effects and to be certain treatments for different problems. I mean, this is the confirmed stuff. This is a real deal. And that's why the medical, mainline medical people are so freaked out, because they're threatened by it. And I suggest you go to researchedherbs.com to just check out all the products they've got, or to get a free catalog at 1-800-845-3841. One of the products is Live 52. It's the world's biggest and best-selling liver support formula, period. Live 52 neutralizes all kinds of toxins and poisons from the food you eat, the water you drink, the air you breathe, even prescription medications, which are all sources of detrimental effects on the liver. Improves the functional efficiency of the liver. Live 52 is a unique, all-natural, complex, multi-ingredient formula, safe and effective. And, ladies and gentlemen, you just need to check it out. It has been used in a whole bunch of different countries. Just go to the website, researchherbs.com, and read all about it. Live 52 was introduced in 1955 and since then has been sold worldwide and is recognized by hundreds of thousands of health professionals as one of the most effective liver formulas in the world. Live 52 ensures optimum liver function throughout the protection of the hepatic, and it goes on into all the different areas and has an amazing antioxidant effect. Again, the number 1-800-845-3841. They got stuff for prostate, you know, just all the basic herbs, all the different things. I mean, they know. I talk to all sorts of, you know, older men I know who couldn't, you know, they wanted to have surgery and they just go buy some herb and it makes their prostate shrink and they don't have to get it cut out. I mean, there's just all sorts of stuff they know works. And, it's just amazing. People should use it. And another great sponsor that we have as well, another great source of just a whole list of, wonderful herbs and different tinctures, that is blacklistedherbs.com, and their toll-free number is 877-327-0365. But go look at the list of stuff they got, blacklistedherbs.com, and they are happy to send you out one of their most amazing compounds of different herbs and nutrients, and that's psilocin that's taken off of some of these little funguses that grow up on the sides of mountains. Just go get all the details. I looked into it first, and it is really supposedly some great stuff. Just try it out for free. No credit card, no nothing. They just send you the invoice, and then if you like it in 3 months, pay them for it or get some more. They're that confident. Because, you know, usually it's like, oh, yeah, just give us your credit card, and later you can reverse it. No, they'll just ship it out to you. They want you to try the psilocin, 877-327-0365 or blacklistedherbs.com. Just go find out all the effects it has on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. It's a mineral-like compound that grows up on the Himalayan Mountains and also in several areas in the interlands in Scandinavia. Okay, I'm out of time. I meant to get to this other news. Man, there's just not time in the day. Tourist green levy slammed on industry. So they want to use, this is out of the AAP out of Australia, they want to make a deal worldwide between airlines without a law just to start a huge tax, a green tax for carbon footprint. See, they're just implementing it by fiat, and they're talking about a major call by several institutes and the airlines to start this now. So that's why when the Queen flies, she goes, I paid the tax. It's not the law yet. She's paying it to get you ready for it because she's going to get most of the money from it, of course. They're going to use it to fund their new world order. All right, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.